I was laying on the wet steel deck of a wet steel train, standing tall for 2 miles in that terrible flatness. The lightning as it approached across the plain seemed drawn to me, hungry. I am given to cowardice, and so found myself...
I realize that I'm going to get eaten by sharks. I pray. God, Jesus, Mary, Buddha, no, Poseidon, Lord of the ocean, hear my prayer.
It started with an email in late June from my older brother Mark, a lanky, tan, slightly effeminate bodybuilding anesthesiologist.
What's your story?
All good stuff. Martha Frankel is the executive director of the Woodstock Writers Festival and host of the weekly show Woodstock Writers Radio on Radio Woodstock 100.1. For over 30 years, Kristen Garnier has been writing and performing her stories and songs live on stages, public radio stations, and in the echoing halls of the Parisian metro.
Can you imagine?
That sounds so romantic. Together, Martha and Kristen present Story Slams, and this Saturday they're staging one of their events at the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock, New York. The Story Slam will feature 9 storytellers in competition, speaking on the theme, I Believe in the Power of... ... You fill in the blanks. There will be music, there will be merriment, and we hear just a taste of it, a 36-second taste of it just a moment ago. Martha Frankel and Kristen Garnier, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe.
Glad to be here.
Very nice to have you. How did the two of you get together?
You know, it's really funny. About a year ago, I do those story slams at the festival, at the Writers Festival, but they're very different. They're very short and quick, and there's 20 of them. And Chris approached me and said, I think we should do an evening of storytelling and slow it down, which is so funny because Chris is like the fastest person in the universe. But we, just a year ago, we sat down at Bread Alone in Woodstock and came up with this idea, and this is our fourth one.
Yeah.
And they've been just so successful and so wonderful. It's a thrill.
So what is a story slam? Tell me, Chris, what is a story slam?
It's a platform for writers, storytellers, to get up on stage and offer a story on a theme. They have 4 minutes to read their stories, tell their stories. And,
I just want to say, Chris said it's for writers, but that's not true.
Yeah,
almost all of our storytellers are not writers. That's not what they do. That's
right. It's for real people.
Yeah. When we first started, we were worried. How
not
are we
writers,
gonna...
real people.
No, but we were so worried. We were like, how are we ever going to find the storytellers, right? Now, we have lists of people who want to tell stories, and they're not writers. They're just people. Like, you would be an incredible storyteller.
Yeah,
you would be,
actually.
We would die to get you in a Story Slams. I'm just saying, in case you were ever moved to do that.
Yeah.
But we went out to dinner.
I think every story I have to tell, I've told here.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so, Joe Donahue.
Right, maybe.
Maybe.
All right.
Okay, we went out to dinner one night, and the waitress had a great accent.
Australian.
And before dinner was over, she had signed up to do this story slam. Chris was like, we got to get her. And
what was her story about?
We don't know.
We don't know, yeah.
We'll find out Saturday.
Oh. They write stories on the theme, and we will find out when they get up.
Okay, so let's talk about the theme. I believe in the power of. What does that allow you?
Pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything. And that's what we like them to be open enough that any story you had could fit into it, right?
Right. And we do ask for the tone of the story, just so we have an idea how to set up the night. But we don't really get anything in advance.
We don't ask to read them, so we don't know.
Sometimes, title and tone.
Sometimes we're shocked.
Tone is interesting. I'm a huge fan. I love The Moth. I love listening to The Moth
Radio
Hour
here. It's like The Moth.
I love listening. That of course, is without notes and so forth.
Right.
So there are differences in the two forms. However, my God, there's a lot of death on that show. It's you're listening and it's funny, and then all of a sudden, oh, somebody gets cancer. Oh, somebody's passed away. Oh, a lot of death and dying. And so when you say tone, I believe in the power of it can be yogurt.
It could be. It could be Advil. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I do believe in the power of Advil.
I know. Me too. That's why I said
yeah. And 2 caplets just about 20 minutes ago, and it had nothing to do with your upcoming appearance.
So far.
But I'm feeling good for it. It's all good. Pain-free for your appearance. But it's really anything.
Yeah, and you know what? We have not had a lot of death, right?
I mean, no.
The last one we did was in January. It was every summer tells a story. Because we thought we'd already had it with the weather in January.
Yes.
That's before the weather even started. And we did this theme, and the stories that came out were unbelievable.
Yeah, and a lot of them pretty humorous.
Yeah.
For that theme especially. You know? Yeah.
And just that feeling of being overwhelmed by it, being...
You know what? We did one in September that was called...
Food, Glorious Food.
No, okay, in November.
November was Weathering the Storm. Oh,
weathering
yeah,
the
that
storm.
Was interesting.
Okay. And we thought, I said to Kristen, oh my God, please don't let it be a lot of stories about Hurricane Irene.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There wasn't one.
We were
there
shocked.
Wasn't one. People really understood that the umbrella of weathering the storm could be about anything, and that's what they did. So it was really fun.
That's just getting into just weathering day-to-day life, weathering adolescence of your child, whatever the case
weathering
may be.
Weathering a life situation.
Yeah.
Right.
But,
the ice
but
cream.
No storms.
There was no hurricane in there. That shocked me because I thought that was the
they
cheap...
would take it to its literal meaning.
Yes, and Chris opens up the show. I close the show. We're not in competition, so we just sort of bookend it so that we can get the judges out to deliberate. But it's fun. So we each write stories for the theme,
and we're kind of feeling like it's turning into a little bit of a variety show. And you call it a newfangled variety show, and I like that. You
know, it's an edge. Chris and her husband, her partner, Chris Anderson. And two other people, Desiree O'Clair and Babs Mansfield, are the Story Slam singers. And they put on a show. I mean, it's completely separate from the storytelling.
And our Story Slam singers.
Yes. Yeah. And he has that voice. Oh. Chris Anderson has that voice.
Great. A little broadcast voice. Yeah,
big broadcast voice. So they do they do songs in between. They do like little vignettes. And
Minute and a half long. Just enough to kind of support the theme.
And... when you come up with a theme, as you say, you're trying to allow as much as possible. Do you reserve the right to say, oh, when you start to see the stories coming, okay, maybe we'll change that?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
We don't see the stories come in.
We never see
them. We only see the tone and the name.
The title, yeah.
Like, we don't know what the stories are for Saturday night.
Okay. So that seems to me like...
it's dangerous, that, right?
Right. It seems to me flying without a net.
And that's what we like about it.
Right.
It is flying without a net. And we, you know, sometimes we have been on that stage listening to stories and said to each other, oh, my God, what's going
right.
on?
But we believe in the power of the story.
They're only 4 minutes long,
Joe. Do you really?
Yeah. But you know what, Joe? They're only 4 minutes long.
Which still gives you, knowing you, Martha Frankel, still gives you enough time to text her, oh, God, this sucks.
Yeah. That's happened.
But actually pretty rare, I have to say.
It's only happened a few times.
Yeah,
but
very rare.
We've changed our format. We're sitting at a big desk now.
Yes.
So that we have pieces of paper where we could write, oh my God, now what? But you know what? I have done the Story Slams at the festival, and we've had a couple of incidents. Let me just say it that way. And somebody, one of my sponsors was there.
What is it?
Somebody
like,
up there
like
just completely
goats?
Melting down.
Yeah, falls,
okay.
falls to
right.
pieces.
Oh,
yeah.
Emotional.
Emotional. Yeah. And one of the women who owns one of the companies that sponsors us said, I could only watch you. I was going to take my cue from you. And you were so calm. But really, this is what I was thinking. Oh, my God, 4 minutes is a long time. Why doesn't somebody just shut off our mic? So... you know, we
actually
never
it's three and a half too for the
at the festival it is, but these
festival,
are 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And you know what? The people that have done it, the people that are doing it, are so into it. I mean, they've been working on their stories for months.
Yeah.
So 9 storytellers, you know the tone. So how do you know what to order to put them into? Oh. Because you want to know that, right? You want to be able
Chris,
to.
Chris,
you don't want to end
does.
On something. You know, a trifle.
Right. That's why we get the tone. It's very helpful. And I think with this theme, we're going to have a lot of waves, emotional waves. We also have the music also to kind of
Bookend.
Things out.
Yeah.
Just even things out. And we also have projections that go up
Is that the artists, the story?
No.
Tellers, that's you're doing.
Yeah. We have some videos that go up, and they're pretty fun.
Okay. And even just our names, the way Chris Anderson does our names.
Our
marquees are fabulous. Every Summer Tells a Story, the marquee had each of our names on a drive-in movie screen.
Oh, neat.
So they were so cool. Some like really old ones that he had found. And no, we never know. Actually, that's the thing. You know, listen, you have me on the radio. I could do something weird today. You're not
that's
worried
right.
about that, are you?
No.
That's right. So we worry.
I know what to expect from you.
Darn it.
I usually know what to expect from you.
Darn it, Joe.
But I would think it's an awful lot of fun to not know what the storyteller. I
totally.
Guess because you have to have, I would think, the biggest question mark would be that the person that you have chosen, the Australian waitress, that is going to, you know, as you say, not fall apart, is going to be, I'm not picking on her, I don't know her, but I'm just saying, you know, that all of a sudden,
sweet.
You know, that is up to the task of getting on a stage before people and telling a story.
Yeah. This week, we've had a lot of those emails that say, how many people are going to be in the audience? And I say, don't you worry, you know, because sometimes that number freaks you out because it's big. And
yeah.
You've never performed in front of that many people before.
There's something that I really enjoy about giving this platform or offering a platform to for people, all kinds of people, you know, a place where they can try it out, try up being on stage. I mean, I've spent a lifetime being on stage and I'm still nervous, but I love it. And offering that experience to people, I think it's, I so enjoy that.
Yeah, these have been remarkable every time we've done them. And on the way up here today, we had, you know, an hour and a half to go over the list. And we spent all last weekend saying, oh, that one in front of that one. No, you there. Yeah. But I think, you know, we're set with the lineup now.
Do you know what Chris is going to do? And does Chris know what you're going to do?
No. Actually, that's so funny because on the way up, Chris calls what she's doing this time a monologue. And she knows the name of my story, which is Doctor Shopping. But we have no, we don't, because there's something about it. I've heard one or two of the stories. People are nervous, and I say, come do it in front of me, and that'll calm you down.
You know, we were talking about the death a moment ago, but I would find it hard. This is just me personally. I would find it difficult to get up and not feel like you were performing and not tell a story and trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Well, funny works up there.
Sure.
You know?
And it's also, you never know. I mean, sometimes you might have a great story and it might come off really, really well. And sometimes maybe so. I mean, I feel myself personally, I'm always learning something each time I get up. And I like it. It's a great opportunity to get up there and give it a go.
But with that said, if I felt that something should be funny and then
it falls, the
audience does not respond.
You learn how to write it better next time.
And how many times I've had that happen.
Yeah.
And then it's just flop sweat.
Hey. Yeah, no, that we have never seen.
Our audiences have been pretty.
Yeah, our audiences.
I'm not worried about the audience. I'm worried about the storyteller.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we've seen flop sweat a couple of times. Okay. I've noticed it that people are floundering. And I tell people all the time, it's 4 minutes, but I tell people if your story is funny, cut it down to 3.5 minutes because let people laugh.
Yeah.
Because I used to do this thing when I first started reading aloud to, you know, I'm naturally funny, but I would get nervous when people laugh, so I wouldn't know what to do. And this isn't going to translate well on the radio, but I would look up and I would like squint at the audience like they were doing something wrong, and that would stop them from laughing. Dead
right,
on.
Because you looked like you were in pain.
Yeah, it would be
some
like
sort of gas pain.
Like a teacher going, "Why are the students, you know, talking out loud?" So I would do that, and everybody would stop laughing, and then I would be even more uncomfortable. Now, one of the hardest things for me as a performer has been to stand up there when people are laughing and just
let them laugh.
Shut up and let them laugh.
And let them enjoy it.
Yeah, I never know what to do with my face. Should I smile? Should I laugh? Should I but I don't give the mean teacher look anymore.
And obviously anybody who has done anything like that knows that there is no lower woe than when you're saying something that you think is funny and nobody responds to it.
Yeah.
But also
yeah.
there's no higher high than exactly. when you say, all right, I'm going to say this and hopefully people will laugh, and then they do.
Mm. I know.
And that's what keeps you.
That's why you keep coming back.
That's right. That's why you want to do it again and again and again.
Yeah.
I believe in the power of ... The Story Slam will be at Bearsville Theater in Woodstock, New York on Saturday, the 9th of May. That's this Saturday at 8 o'clock. For more information, you can go to the website storyslams.com, storyslams.com, May 9th, 8 o'clock, Bearsville Theater. I believe in the power of. Martha Frankel and Kristen Garnier, I thank you very much for being with us. It's always so wonderful to see you. Thank you very much for the great work.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.